Proverbs 14, verse 1. And we'll be reading this verse for our exhortation this morning. Proverbs 14:1 says, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands." This is the word of the Lord. Well, this morning we consider this verse together for our confession of sin, and it's particularly directed towards the women in our congregation, since it speaks about the wise woman and the foolish woman. Nevertheless, there is something here for each of us as well, because we each contribute to some degree or another to the building of a house or the tearing down of a house when we are part of a household. So as we speak particularly to the women this morning, I want each of us to be thinking, if you're not a woman, how do I play into this? How have I built up the house? How have I torn down the house through my wise and foolish actions? But the wife and the mother of the home has a unique role, a uniquely influential role in the home. What this proverb tells us is that the wise woman has the ability to build a house and the ability to tear it down. That's a lot of power. That's a lot of influence that the proverb sets forth. A similar parallel proverb to this is Proverbs 12, verse 4. Where it says that an excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. Again, a lot of influence. The wife has a tremendous amount of influence on the husband. A good wife can make a husband, can be the crown of a husband, but a foolish wife can break a husband. It can be damaging to his very health, is what this verse says. Now, in our proverb, we understand that the building up of a house or the tearing down of a house is a figure of speech for the building or tearing down of a household. We're not talking, of course, about building a literal physical dwelling. We're talking about the household as a unit, as a family, as a small body, if you will, that's united together. And that affects, all the members affect one another just as we do in the church. And so we should all be concerned with the destructive effects of good behavior as well. What would you think if you came home and you found your wife and your children with a hammer whacking holes in the siding of the house? Or if you found your son with a saw cutting the 2x4s of the house down, we would be concerned about what was going to happen to the dwelling. And so we should each be concerned with those things that tear down our homes and that build up our homes. And so the proverb, like many, has a positive and a negative side. It speaks about the foolish woman and the wise woman. So I want to begin by looking at ways that women, in particular, foolishly tear down their homes. We'll start with the negative, we'll move to the positive. I usually prefer that direction myself. So three ways a house is torn down by a woman, by a wife, and a mother. These are three common works of the flesh. Three works of the flesh that tear down a home. The first is selfishness. The second is discontentment. And the third is anger. Selfishness, discontentment, and anger. First of all, selfishness. A woman that is dedicated to the pursuit of her own pleasures, her own plans, her own interests, her own leisure will inevitably tear her house down. Healthy, godly family life requires sacrifice. It requires giving up of oneself. And so a selfishly lived life will tear down your home. It will destroy your home. Secondly, discontentment. A discontent woman will not find joy and satisfaction in faithfully loving her husband and loving her children. Some of the most important work you do, mothers and wives, is what you do in the home with your family. It is important kingdom work. It is essential what you do in the home. There, children are raised for the Lord. There, a Christian marriage shines as a beautiful example of Christ's love to His church. And there, a mission work of seeking the kingdom of God takes place. But modern society is materialistic, and modern society limits its focus to this present evil age. That's all there is for modern society, this present evil age. They don't think of it perhaps as this present evil age, but we understand it to be that according to what Scripture says. The world scoffs at the idea of a wife and a mother loving her husband, loving her children at home, and being content in that. But this is what we are called to, contentment in the home. Thirdly, another work of the flesh that tears a home down is anger. It is particularly destructive in the home environment because where there is an angry woman, that sin is in close quarters with other people. And it rubs off. It's contagious. It affects others. We've heard the statement and the phrase, if mama isn't happy, nobody's happy. There's some truth to that. It does affect others. Now, by your anger and frustration and impatience, you can pull the mood of the home down and create a very toxic environment. You have a significant influence upon your husband, upon your children, and upon the spirit of the home. So these are three particular ways a house is torn down. I'm sure you can probably think of others, but those are common ones. These are unfortunately very common ones. But how about how a house is built? We want wise women. We want wise fathers, wise children that build the home up. We always come back to the fact in these exhortations that without the grace of God, we can do nothing. And so it is with a wife and a mother who wants a godly home built up. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. All of us labor in vain without the grace of God. And so I encourage you, wives and mothers, to earnestly pray for your house to be built up, for the fruit of the Spirit to come out of your home and to be growing constantly. And if we take that list of the works of the flesh and we make it opposite, we end up with these three things instead, fruit of the Spirit, which are, number one, sacrificial giving. Rather than selfishness, sacrificial giving. Number two, contentment. And number three, rather than anger and frustration, love. Great love. These are the three things that we desire. And the good news is, Jesus has told us, those who ask for the Holy Spirit will receive Him. Our Father will grant His Holy Spirit to those who ask for Him. And so let us ask for the work of the Spirit in these three things. So first of all, sacrificial giving. Instead of a woman living selfishly in her own home, fulfilling her own needs, her own desires, her own pursuits, she looks in humility to the needs of her husband, to the needs of her children first. As a humble servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, she wants to wash the feet of the saints, and she begins by washing the feet of her husband and her children first. She pours herself out. She gives her life up there in the context of the home. Now listen to the words of Paul in Philippians 2:17, what he says about how he was being poured out as an offering to the church. This is Philippians 2:17. Paul says, yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. This is the kind of sacrifice you want, not the begrudging sacrifice, but the joyful sacrifice that says, I am so glad to be poured out as a drink offering to my husband, to my children. I enjoy this. I love it. I love sacrificing myself for this work. And so that is the first, sacrificial giving. Secondly, contentment. The wise woman builds her house being wisely content in all things. She's learned in whatsoever situation she is in to be content. Even when the children are falling apart, she has learned in whatsoever situation to be content. She values the beautiful things that God has created in family life. She values the time that she has with her children, caring for her home, loving her family. And then thirdly, and the most basic and important fruit, is love. Instead of acting in anger, she is a woman of love. She loves her husband, she loves her children, and most importantly, she loves her God. A beautiful Christian home is a home filled with 1 Corinthians 13 love, love that is patient, that is kind, that bears all things, that believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And this is exactly what the older women are to teach the younger women. If you recall in Titus 2, what does it say? But that the older women are to teach the younger women that they love their husbands and to love their children. That's the primary exhortation that heads the list of Titus 2, love. So my friends, is this a beautiful picture? It is a beautiful picture to consider a home where sacrificial giving, contentment, and love are constantly poured out by the women of the home, the woman of the home. Now, a home like this, however, will not be built up without being built upon the foundation of the saving work of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who redeems women and makes them wise. Jesus Christ is the one through his saving death and resurrection, brings about these beautiful and very unnatural things in the home. Now, I know that you women really care about how clean your home is and how good it smells. I know my wife wants to make sure the fragrance is good before we have anybody over, and vacuuming and wiping everything down a couple times over so that it is a beautiful, fragrant, inviting environment. But above these things, we should desire that the fragrance of the saving work of Christ is the thing that people smell when they walk into our homes. When they walk in, they need to sense that this is a really different smell than I'm used to. There's something very unnatural but beautiful about this home. As I walk in, they must have this sense that Jesus has been here. Jesus has done something to this family. Or if they don't know what it is, they should ask, what's so different about your home? Why is your home like this? And our answer will not be, well, we figured out all this on our own. We've built up this incredible house. Here's these five steps. No, we're going to say Jesus has worked in our family. He has given us the fruit of the Spirit. The only reason we have sacrificial giving and love and contentment is because of what he has done. May people sense the fragrance of Christ in our homes through wise women who build up their homes in love and in sacrifice. So as we confess our sins together, both the women with households and also each of us who contribute to these households, that we would confess our foolish, sinful actions that tear down the house, that make walls in the home, and or make holes in the walls of the home. We confess these things, but we also ask that the Spirit of God would be poured out, that the fragrance of Jesus would be seen in our homes, and that we would be built up. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, together we confess our sins this morning, admitting that there is the work of the flesh in our lives. We have all contributed to hurting others, to tearing down households, and we ask that for each of us, husbands, fathers, wives, mothers, sons, daughters, and grandparents, that each of us, in our respective roles in a household, would manifest the fruit of the Spirit. We pray that you would apply the redemption of your Son to us, that we might be saved from the works of the flesh and set free to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Father, I pray also for the women amongst us who have households of their own, that you would grant them great love for their husbands, for their children, and that they would have great joy as they pour themselves out as sacrifices, willingly laying down their lives on the altar in love. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.